From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chelfin. A bill to allow hunting in pink is now headed to the governor's desk. He's expected to sign it, which would make Colorado the second state in the country to allow hunters to wear pink. Benza Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Supporters of Senate Bill 68 say adding fluorescent pink would be just as safe as blaze orange and could attract more people to the sport, especially women, who still make up a relatively small percentage of hunters nationwide. But according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the number of female hunters is increasing. Only 6 House members voted against the measure. Opponents say it's unnecessary and silly, and some women find it insulting. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Skiers are being warned to watch out for moose on the slopes. KRCC's Madeline Schmidt has more.
Migrating moose have posed safety concerns at Winter Park and Steamboat Resorts, prompting them to install signs advising skiers to stay away. According to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, migrating moose populations prefer to travel in areas with packed snow instead of trudging through deeper snow. Colorado's moose population has been growing for decades as a result of the state's successful moose reintroduction program. The absence of natural predators like wolves and grizzlies, in addition to the abundance of habitat available, has helped their numbers grow to about 2,500. The state's reintroduction program began in the late 70s. For KRCC News, I'm Madeline Schmidt.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.